Today on 60 Second Psych, what patients are saying about antipsychotics.
In the early 1990s, about half of U.S. patients with bipolar disorder took lithium. Now, it's closer to 15%, and the use of antipsychotics has more than doubled to fill that gap. A new survey reveals what patients think about these newcomers. This was an online survey of 200 U.S. adults who, by their own report, were diagnosed with bipolar I disorder and had taken an antipsychotic within the past year. Aripiprazole was the most common, followed by quetiapine, risperidone, olanzapine, and lurisidone. There were others that fell off after that. Overall, people were satisfied with the efficacy, but dissatisfied with the tolerability. 98% had at least one side effect on the antipsychotic, and most of the side effects were not trivial. 92% felt the side effects had a negative effect on their relationships. Patients were embarrassed by the side effects, particularly anxiety, weight gain, followed by involuntary spasms or movements, and trouble concentrating. I'm reminded here of Dr. Mago's warning in our June 2019 issue on side effects, that patients are not likely to put up with a side effect that they find socially embarrassing. The side effects that bothered people the most were anxiety, weight gain, and feeling like a zombie or having no emotions. And the rates of these three burdensome effects were large, in the 70% range. Antipsychotic side effects carried over into all areas of life, family, romance, friendships, and work. 30 to 50% felt that the antipsychotics impacted their job, while 60 to 70% felt that the bipolar symptoms impacted their job. So from the patient's point of view, the side effects are a little better, but almost as bad as the disorder itself in the workplace. The bottom line, while the PDR can tell us what side effects to expect, surveys like this tell us just how damaging those side effects are. And the numbers here are much higher than what we see in the PDR. What's unclear is whether lithium or the anticonvulsants would raise the same level of complaint. In last Monday's podcast, we reviewed more encouraging survey data for lamotrigine and lithium, and next month, we'll feature a review of mood stabilizer tolerability in our online journal.